This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to the Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Jan Murphy along with Dave Murphy, and we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. Dave is an ASC Master Certified Technician for over 35 years, and Murphy's services all makes and models, specializing in Honda, Toyota. You can reach us at murphysautocare.com anytime. You can email Dave at dave@murphysautocare.com. We've got a quick show today. Stick with us. We're live. We're going to be taking some calls. How you doing today?
Oh, awesome. Happy Saturday, Jan, and everybody out there listening to the show. We're glad you're with us today. It is a beautiful, beautiful Saturday. And we would love to talk to you today. So if you want to get in on the fun, call us now at 457-1290. And that's a number, again, is 457-1290. Call us right now. We do have a short show today. We'd like to talk to some folks, if we can, and help you out with your problems, what's going on with your car. But just also, if you're new to the show, want to remind you or let you know, Auto Talk is all about keeping your vehicle safe, keeping it dependable, and doing that and saving you money at the same time. So today we're going to talk about the things we can do there around our callers. We love doing that. But we're also going to bring you all up to date, if you've been following the show, on our Breaks for Breast October fundraiser. So stick with us. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to do our very best to at least jump into the value of your car's maintenance history. So stick with that, because, you know, taking great care of your car is also beneficial at the end of that when you're ready to trade or do something with that vehicle. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But yeah, and like Jan said, also be sure to follow us. Follow us on Facebook. We have an ever-changing page there. We just put up some interesting information that we'll hopefully get a chance to talk about water injection and how that's going to be introduced into our new cars that we're starting to see. But got a lot going on there, but you can always follow and find out what's going on in the automotive industry on Murphy's Auto Care, our Facebook page. So just jump on there, like us. You'll stay current and you'll know what's going on, or don't. And you can also write a review there also about the program, about our service, whatever you want to do. So we welcome you there. And that's about it for how you can reach us, I guess. Well, email me, of course, if we don't get to you. Just
a lot of different ways. So today we're going to be talking to callers. Give us a call at 457-1290. We've got a couple lines open. We'd be happy to answer your questions. And if you have a light on the dash, a noise, a vibration, and you know, you might want to think, is your defroster or heater working and keeping you warm, working correctly in a cold, rainy day? The defroster is very important to help you see where you're going. Are you thinking about buying or selling a car? You know, if you're looking for the best auto repair shop, stay tuned with us. You're listening to Auto Talk, Saturdays noon to 1. So call us at 457-1290. Dave, let's do an update real quick on the Breaks for Breasts.
All right, great. Let's do that. You know, it has been a tremendous response this year. This is our third year working with the Breaks for Breasts organization, and it gets better every year. But I got to tell you, this year we have seen an increase of over four times the response that we had last year, and that increase has been incredible. It's going to allow us to make a very, very large donation to the Cleveland Clinic's
Breast Cancer Vaccine Foundation. We would like to thank everybody who's come in
and
gotten their free brake pads and allowed us to service their brakes, and 10% of that, those proceeds go to directly Breaks for Breasts cancer research. And
and actually, you know, as we end this, we do have, of course, October ends Monday. So if you haven't been able to take advantage of this, of the fundraiser and the promotion as far as the free brake pads on your vehicle, just jump online, go to Murphy's Auto
Call
Care.
Call and schedule, or jump online. And if you schedule it, even if we can't get to it Monday, we still will honor that for
absolutely,
you.
But absolutely.
Thank you to everyone who has participated.
Tremendous.
And it means a lot to us.
And I'll also just mention that to see how the whole fundraiser ends up, I'll just encourage folks to stick with us on our Facebook page
and
follow it, because you're going to see how it wraps
results.
Up. All the results, and we're going going to do that through the next week, and we just want to share that with this whole community. It has been wonderful. So,
right. So be sure and like us on Facebook, and then you'll get the messages and the updates. So, Dave, why don't we jump to the phones?
Yeah, I think we'll do that. We're going to go to Marie right now. Let me push that button. Hi, Marie. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I listen to you guys every Saturday.
Thank you.
A 2010 Toyota Prius.
Okay.
And I've always taken it back to the dealer for scheduled maintenance work, and recently had to have the smaller battery replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Was told that you couldn't get that battery anywhere else. Toyota said they have the exclusive on that smaller battery. And, oh, my gosh, it was so expensive. But I'm wondering, is it more economical to take your car back to where you bought it for service, or is that where you pay the highest for everything?
Well, an awesome question, I'll say, first of all. And I know my wife is sitting here. She's just wanting to jump in on this, too. But to answer your question, Marie, there are many, many skilled, capable service facilities outside the realm of where you've purchased your vehicle, in this mm-hmm. case, the dealer, that can service that vehicle.
Okay.
Because it's a hybrid vehicle. That does limit it a little bit. But I can tell you that we actually have availability for the starting battery. So that's not when Toyota.
Oh,
when
that's good to know, because they told me I couldn't get it anywhere else, and they said 2 weeks ago somebody else came in and had to have that smaller battery replaced. The bigger one, he said, we've got people that's got 400,000 miles on them and never had to have it replaced, but that smaller battery, he said, I'm not paying $259 for that battery. I'll go somewhere else and get it. Well, back in 8 days, and he said couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah, it's certain manufacturers do have it available. We don't stock one, but we can get one.
Okay.
And you know, they did originally have an exclusive right and patent on that battery, but there are a couple manufacturers now that are building that battery. So yeah, you possibly could have gotten it done. I don't know what area you live in that could have gotten it done, but regardless.
Whereabouts are you located?
We're in Beaver Creek. We're in
Beaver Creek. Okay.
Right.
And one good thing to do is search Google for auto repairs that do hybrid work.
Specifically hybrid. That's
yeah.
right.
And
you'll find.
We will come up as well
I
as a couple of
her.
Other
I'm
shops.
Fading way out.
Oh, we're hey there. You got us? How's that?
I can hear you, but I can't hear her.
Oh, okay. I was going to suggest that you Google. You can use Google and
yeah, see, she fades out. I hear say Google, and then she goes away. But anyway,
yeah. Well, she Marie.
I might call you guys the next time I need service on it and start bringing us there. Cause
yeah, give us a call
near Vandalia, but we go to Beaver Creek all the time anyway. So.
Well, we service a lot of hybrid vehicles.
Okay.
Typically, you know, a Prius is the most common hybrid vehicle, but we do service many of them, and we weekly have them in. And you know, we have also replaced the actual main battery in those vehicles too several times. We do see, I would agree with their mileage range, that we do see them around between 250 to 400,000 miles on those vehicles, which is quite a testament to the vehicle that it goes that far. But those
yeah.
batteries can last that long. So you said yours was, what year was yours?
It's a 2010, and I've got about 62,000 miles on it.
Yeah, I would not anticipate needing to replace that battery for a long time.
But, yeah, they said I probably wouldn't live long enough.
Well, let's hope you do. But
okay, I'll see you guys next time I need service.
Marie, thanks.
You.
And thank you for your call. It's a great question. A lot of people have that question, I'm sure. So you have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the weather.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Marie. Bye-bye. Yeah, great question. Because, you know, it all focuses around there's a lot of folks that still feel like they have to take it back to the dealer or manufacturer for whatever reason.
Well, and especially the hybrid cars, people don't understand, or they haven't realized that there's other people out there that are skilled to
correct.
Work on them.
That's correct. So, yeah, let's take another call while we got a second here. We're going to talk to, looks like, Joe in Springfield, if I can push the button here. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. How can we help you today?
I have a 2001 GMC Sierra 2500 HD
mm-hmm.
with that big boy motor in there, the 8.1 liter.
That's a rare one. I got to tell you, you don't see those very often.
No. I've been having issues with the dashboard lights not wanting to illuminate your speedometer and everything. And I've gone through and checked every single solitary fuse, both under the dashboard and under the hood, and all the fuses are good, but I can't get any light to show up on it.
Okay. Well, they do have some inherent problems with the dash cluster inherently, or that could just be the issue. Okay. So, but we also have, it's a good thing you mentioned the fuses. We've seen some big failures, I should say quite often, failures within the fuse box itself, where the connectors come together underneath where the fuse pops in. So you can get a lot of corrosion underneath there, especially on that truck. It's out, I believe, on the left front fender sitting out in that area under the hood. And that main fuse box control assembly that's out there, it's got a bunch of relays in it. If you unbolt it and flip it over and you start and you see a lot of green corrosion, if it's not affecting your dash lights, it's soon going to affect something else. So we do see a lot of failure there. But if you're capable of doing that yourself, I'd say, take it apart and take a look at it. But there is a fair amount of failure in the dash clusters as well.
That was my other thing. I've done a bit of research on YouTube on that dash cluster. And I where the mileage shows up, it doesn't light up at all. I did a little trick that they showed on YouTube and put dielectric grease in the plug on the top, and that made it light up for a little bit. But now that's gone away. Do you know any place that still can repair those dash clusters?
Well, actually, they're an exchange process. So, you can bring it to us. We'll a couple places online you can send them. I wouldn't recommend that. We typically go back through the original equipment manufacturer. There's also a company out there that has rebuilt units. So that can be done that way, too. The first thing I would recommend is that you get it diagnosed. And be sure that that's it, because it sounds like there's some connection issues. But I think you're on the right track with it. We're going to have to run here. So it was a great call, Joe. Hey, enjoy the weekend, and good luck with that. Give us a call back when you find out. Appreciate you listening to the show. Thank you.
Well, that was a great question too, Dave.
We've got a lot of
good questions today. Before we go to a break, I want to thank our sponsors today. Our sponsors, Murphy's Auto Care, of course, we're in Beaver Creek. 426 Auto is the number to call. BG Automotive Products. We use BG products every day in our shop, and they keep our customers' cars on the road. They have a great warranty program. Also, KOI Auto Parts, several locations in town. They keep us going too with quick delivery. Parts, they're good quality parts, and California Custom Sounds, three locations in Beaver Creek, West Carrollton, and the Stereo Indash on North Dixie Drive. We do thank them for their sponsorship of the show.
Absolutely, we do. They are tremendous companies, and we really appreciate their alliance with us each day and with the show.
I think when we come back, then we'll also talk about the maintenance history, how important that is, and Carfax, and how that can help you sell your car, or how that can help you when you're buying.
Increase the value of your car. That's really
right.
What it's
very important, and so we want to talk a little bit about that today before we go.
Absolutely. So, folks, be sure to stick with us. You are listening live today to Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care on Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, and we'll be right back.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Once your car's engine begins to carbon up, performance goes down. The answer is not just a tune-up, it's a clean-up. Cleaning the fuel and oil system with a BG Performance Oil Service immediately restores compression and power. It works so well, it includes lifetime protection for the engine. The BG Performance Oil Service, available at over 20,000 shops nationwide. Learn more at bgfindashop.com. That's BGFindASHOP.com.
BG. I worked hard my whole life.
I deserve more than basic Medicare.
I get more with CareSource.
Medicare Advantage from CareSource offers comprehensive coverage that delivers more than basic Medicare.
CareSource gives me the advantage I deserve.
To learn more about CareSource Medicare Advantage plan options, visit CareSource.com/Medicare. Hurry, enroll now through December 7th.
This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact a plan for more information. Limitations, payments and restrictions may apply. Benefits change on January 1st of each year.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2012. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice lights to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go toward Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Hi, this is Jeremy from Handcrafted Amish Furniture inviting you to our showroom in Beaver Creek. We have the area's best selection of Ohio-made Amish furniture. We have everything you need to get your fall project started, from our huge selection of dining room tables, entertainment centers, sofas, bedrooms, and more. Why waste time on off-the-boat, in-a-box junk when you can enjoy American-made quality at great prices? Going on now, we are offering great sale prices on everything, including up to 20% off all bedroom furniture. Visit us at 1360 North Fairfield Road or online at DaytonAmishFurniture.com.
From heating and cooling to lighting and electrical and pretty much anything else to help you in and around the house, it's your local handyman Ace Hardware to the rescue. Get ready for longer nights with this October Red Hot Buy. A 3-pack of LED bulbs, just $5.99 after instant rebate at any one of your 9 locally owned Handyman Ace locations, where our knowledgeable team members are always ready to help. Find the store closest to you at HandymanAceHardware.com.
Adult 50 years of age or better, you have an exciting way to learn about a broad variety of topics. The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at the University of Dayton, offering fall, winter, and spring seminar series that meet weekly. Choose from seminars such as Staying Secure in an Online World, Cincinnati Reds Past and Present, Ohio History, Wine Appreciation, and more. All offering an intellectually stimulating yet informal, non-competitive environment. Call 229-2347 to register or learn more. That's 229-2347.
Quick, name some things that never go out of style, like puppies or good manners, these pants I'm wearing, or diner classics only at Frisch's Big Boy. We're talking timeless favorites like 3 new meatloaf sandwiches, family recipe, 2 new Reubens, who's Rachel, plus melts, french fries, coleslaw, and hand-dipped milkshakes. Diner classics at Frisch's Big Boy, because some things never go out of style, like yum.
Routine isn't all it's cracked up to be. Sure, routine is fine when it comes to yoga classes and Sunday dinners, but the problem with routine is that it's predictable and expected. Routine tells us there's nothing special about the process. Routine says it's all the same. Problem is, breast cancer is none of that. That's why routine treatment for breast cancer just isn't enough. At the James at Ohio State, you get a multidisciplinary team that specializes not just in cancer, but breast cancer. Our world-renowned experts apply their collective thinking toward discovering the most effective therapies and delivering them at exactly the right time for you. They focus solely on the prevention, detection, and treatment of breast cancer, which means you can count on comprehensive care that's far beyond routine. For more information about breast cancer prevention, detection, and treatment at the James, visit cancer.osu.edu.
The First Family invites you to their Christmas open house at First Florist in historic Old North Dayton, Friday and Saturday, November 4th and 5th. Come to 1306 Troy Street and see their decorated showroom and greenhouses, bursting with colorful flowers, wall and tree decor, and exciting holiday ideas. Since 1905, it's worth the drive wherever you live. You'll receive big savings coupons at the door and a free gift to take home. Get a free picture with Santa Saturday, 11 till 1. Enter to win door prizes, no purchase necessary. Your first destination for Christmas. It's First Florist.
Sun and clouds this afternoon, breezy at times and unseasonably warm. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now, back to Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to this warm and beautiful, beautiful Saturday we're all enjoying here. Glad you're along with us on the show today. I'm Dave Murphy, along with my wonderful wife, Jan Murphy, and we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek, Ohio. If you don't know where that is, it's on Dayton Xenia Road. The address is 3815, and the number you can reach us at any time is 937-426-AUTO or 426-2886, or even better, just find us on the web at murphysautocare.com or on Facebook. We're everywhere, basically. So, welcome back to the show. We're glad you're here. We've had a couple of great calls so far coming in, and we've spoken to those folks. But one of the things that it brought up that we really wanted to talk about was maintenance and the value of the maintenance history of your vehicle. And I want to set a little bit of a stage here with it, just as that my brother recently was in the market for another vehicle. And in his search for a vehicle, he's a very analytical guy, a wonderful guy, but he's always very curious about what's the service history of this vehicle. You know, Jan, we were too when we were looking for a great used car.
Well, and he keeps his vehicles for a long time, and he wants to know about them and their history. It's very important.
Absolutely, and it adds tremendous value. And he and I were in this conversation. He said, do you know the difference in when he was looking for a vehicle, right? And some vehicles had service history, some had none, some had the typical one, which is out there, and it's a great product called Carfax, but there's a lot of holes in Carfax because not everyone reports the service that's being performed on a vehicle to Carfax. So it can be still, I guess, kind of treacherous when you're out there looking around and then trying to interpret a Carfax report. It can leave a little bit to be desired, in my opinion, because I've seen them many times. People will, you know, bring a used car to us for a pre-purchase inspection. They have the Carfax for it, and then we'll review that with them and go over that and attempt to counsel them on it. Some of them are very good.
Sometimes the condition of the car does not match the Carfax.
Exactly. What a point. What a great, great point. One of the things that we do at Murphy's Auto Care, we do actually report to Carfax. We're a partner with Carfax, and every service we perform on all of our customers' cars for many years, it now is compiled in that database as well as within our own. But I have to say, we have helped many, many customers sell their cars based on the service history that we give them. And of course, now it's available to them electronically through our digital inspections that we do. So when you are preparing to sell your car, trade your car, do whatever you're going to do, if you've been a client of ours, we're capable of giving you that history, either printed or digitally. And when you hand that over to someone that's interested in your car, it's a tremendous increase in the value you're going to see. Hands down, they're going to pay you more for that car than they are.
And otherwise, that is also it shows the importance of taking your vehicle to the same place if you're happy with their service. Lifelong customers or the life of the car is more important to many, many people.
Absolutely.
When they know you've taken it to the same place. You have all the history. And in your brother's case, he took very good care of his own cars.
Yep.
And had to find a car due to his, you know, being involved in an accident. Otherwise, he would have kept it.
Absolutely.
Because he takes such good care.
That's right.
And
that's right.
So when you have the history of the car, it's great. So
absolutely. So we just want to make that point. You know, we talk all about maintenance on the show. So thank you for listening to something.
Yeah. And before we go again, we do want to thank our sponsors today. Murphy's Auto Care, BG Automotive Products, KOI Auto Parts, and California Custom Sounds. We do appreciate your support on the show. And we're here every Saturday at 12 doing Auto Talk with
next
Dave
week,
and
right?
Jan.
Back
next
again
week
live.
We'll be back live.
Having
we
a lot
thank
of fun.
You. And you can email your questions to Dave at Murphy's Auto Care. We're going to have to run today.
Got to go, but we also want to say thanks real quickly again to all those that have supported the Brakes for Breast fundraiser and promotion at Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. One day left. If you need brakes and you want to get free brake pads, schedule now online at murphysautocare.com or call us Monday morning, first thing at 426-AUTO. Have a great weekend. We'll see you soon.